We're trying to provide services in the least restrictive environment to the extent possible. Whenever possible, we are providing service within the classroom to see genuine, naturally occurring activities and events, to see how the child engages or participates during the school day. For example, how is this child completing a classroom task when they're dealing with the challenges of outside noises through the window? How well does this child participate during recess time on the playground or when they're being asked to transition back into the classroom? Is this child organized with his locker and his school materials? Is he ready to learn? How independent is this child when he's zipping his coat or navigating the hallway? Is his attention or his behavior impacting his social participation or his learning? When we observe the student in the classroom, our clinical observations help to identify this child's strengths and his challenges. The occupational therapy practitioner would also be offering valuable information to support the teacher. We want to help the teacher to be able to do their job. The therapist might recommend some classroom modifications to reduce the barriers and to increase the student's ability to engage in his school activities. For example, the therapist could conduct an in-service to all the educators for some handwriting strategies that could benefit all the students. Or the therapist might recommend some alerting or calming strategies that might impact the classroom behavior of all the students. Some of these strategies are referred to as UDL, or Universal Design for Learning, because that's referring to the design of the school materials or the methods that will promote the learning of all the students.